To hear, you must listen. To listen, you must quiet your mind. To quiet your mind, you must meditate. This is Magic at AboveTopSecret.com. I am also known as Amun of the Society of Light, and I'm just going to talk kind of free form about meditation. I've been putting off jumping into the thread, and I've been fascinated to hear what True American and King Lizard, basically listen to all the different stories that people have to tell about their experiences while meditating. And certainly, I have my own stories, no question about that. And it intrigues me, especially when I get the opportunity to talk with people who have been meditating for a long time, because I'm not one of those people. I started meditating. I learned how to meditate last summer in 2004, although I think more accurately, I began to learn how to meditate in the summer of 2004. Because I've come to realize that I'm always at the beginning, and actually, that's where I like to be. That's my place. I enjoy being at the beginning of things, not at the end of them. And in this case, certainly, it is quite an auspicious thing to begin. There's no question about that. Meditation. I think of it in, you know, there are so many different ways to think of it. And I think Paul, of course, and by the way, many mystics have hit the nail on the head by essentially saying that meditation is just simply being, you know, stilling your mind, being quieting your mind, getting, you know, backing off a little bit from that constant monologue that we have, and perhaps dialogue, or maybe you've got more voices in there than that. But there's always that running dialogue, and in the state of meditation, that dialogue goes away, and it is replaced by what can be silence. But what that really is, I think of it as kind of the basic stance. You know, like if you're in martial arts, there's always a starting stance. And meditation, I think, could be compared to that. It's simply the starting point for what comes after. And what it boils down to, at least from my perspective, is simply learning how to listen. And as I say, you know, to hear, you must listen. And what's intriguing is just what you hear when you open your ears and you begin to listen to what's inside you. Because really, despite all the many adventures we have, I think the most significant thing we discover when we meditate is what each of us has inside of us. And that's why I keep thinking, look within. That's my thing. Everyone has their catchphrase. I guess that would be mine. Look within. Or for you Christians out there, the kingdom of God is within you. And I want you to think, if you're a Christian and you think this meditation business is somehow wrong, I would like you to think, I would like you to meditate on that statement. The kingdom of God is within you. So for those who might be skeptical about meditation, hey, I understand that. And, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm actually somewhat relaxed right now. When I sound like that compared to my usual boisterous animated self, people might say, oh my God, he's on drugs or something like that. But actually, no, it's more like meditation. Because I love to meditate. It's something I do a lot now because I can. There's nothing that really stops me from meditating whenever I please. And as that turns out, that's rather frequent. So first off, Akashic Wanderer covered this rather well, I think. The whole business of, myths around meditation. I used to subscribe to most of those myself, so I was not exactly born to meditate. No, that was something I picked up relatively late in life, although I like to think I'll put it to good use going forward. You know, getting back to this whole business of meditation and how to do it, how do I do it? I started off the way, you know, for me, I mean, I can't do the lotus position. I can't even hardly cross my fingers. I got pretty stiff joints. So all the physical stuff that yogis do, hey, that's good for them because they do yoga. I don't do yoga. So that form of meditation is just not going to work for me. It's too distracting. What works for me is I have a nice, comfortable bed. In fact, I have a Comfort Air inflatable bed. hey, I could be a spokesman for them. And that's nice because it's a very comfortable bed, which for meditation, the thing I'm looking for when I want to meditate is to minimize distractions. Because as long as you have anything, any kind of stimuli, and by the way, some people like to listen to music when they meditate. I can't. I cannot have any music going because I'm a musician. And when I hear music, I analyze it. That's just, it's not even, I don't get a choice. So I can't go to sleep, for example, when there's music playing. I just, it doesn't work for me. So it is with meditation. I have to make sure I'm not playing music. There's other, and you know, if you live in a house, especially if you're, you know, you've got a family and you've got, you know, kids running around and things like that, it can be really hard to find an environment, especially at first, that's quiet enough and secure enough where you can relax to the degree you need to in order to consider yourself to be in a persistent meditative state. And so that was one of the big challenges for me. I'm lucked out. I'm, you know, living a pretty hermitile life now. And with the quiet that I have, it just is natural that meditation will follow. It took a while. I didn't actually start meditating when I first moved out in the sticks. But, you know, now that I've started doing so, I'm really enjoying life a lot more. I'm a big fan of meditation. There's no question about that. But getting back to technique, I just lie on a bed and it's quiet and that's basically what I need. And when I first started meditating, I had so many nagging things in my mind. I tend to have a rather noisy mind. There's always something bouncing around up there. In meditation, what I do, you know, some people talk about blanking your mind and there's different ways to do that. What I do, or at least what I've found is most effective, is if I do have something nagging me, I look into it. I say, all right, why is this bothering me? Okay, well, what's going to happen if I don't do this? Okay, I can live with that. Bye. And that's one nagging doubt that goes away, one little worry. And sometimes I got to go through a rather long laundry list of different worries. And what it boils down to for me is just coming to a state of acceptance for all those things that nag me. I just say, okay, what's going on? Do I have to do this now? I don't. Okay, then why don't I meditate now? And I can worry about that later. Bye. So if I've got a lot of stress piled up, I can spend quite a while, you know, maybe a half hour just going through and dismissing all the problems that nag at me that accumulate over time. And that's not a particularly sophisticated technique, I don't think, but you know what? When you get to that last nagging thing that's been bugging you, you know, whatever it is, oh, I gotta file my taxes, or oh gosh, you know, I really ought to do something about that dead elephant in my living room, or whatever it is that's got, you know, that bothers you. Once you get past the last one and you go, okay, any other business I need to attend to? And if the answer is no, then you get to meditate. It's like, okay, I think all my worries are taken care of for the time being, so let's relax. And that's basically how meditation goes for me. And you know it when you're in it. And people sometimes wonder, like, well, how do I know when I'm meditating? And the answer is kind of like, oh, you'll know. You'll know. And then once you've been there a few times, it gets easier to go back. The process of meditating just becomes easier over time. And really, in my case, I mean, I think True American mentioned that you can meditate while you're walking, for example, and I do that. I often go outside and stand by the trees, or sometimes I'll just kind of wander around, and it's an aimless kind of thing when I'm walking like that. The part of my mind is processing that, yeah, I got to walk, and I don't want to walk and trip over things, but it's almost like pacing, you know, and I'll get outside and I'll walk and I'll meditate like that. And it's really quite a neat experience because I still have the stimuli of the outside environment, and that's a very relaxing thing. And I can combine that with what I'm thinking about, and it often, you know, adds a theme to the meditation, which I really enjoy. And that's, I guess, an important point about meditation, is we can think of it as a, you know, quieting your mind, which it most assuredly is. But just because you're quieting your mind doesn't mean you aren't going to hear things. And that's what meditating, for me at least, is really all about, is getting my mind quiet enough to where I can start hearing what's going on out there. And of course, that might sound alarming to people, and I certainly understand that, because after all, we're talking about voices in your head here, right? But nothing that I've experienced in meditation have I ever confused, as far as I know at least, with something that would be considered physical. So, you know, and I can understand the concern, but I think it's probably misplaced. Now, there are some people who are stressed out enough to where when they start to meditate, some nasty feelings that have been repressed might start coming out. And, you know, it's possible when you meditate, if you already have issues, you know, some of those issues will come to the foreground and you might not deal with them well. So I guess there is a risk in that sense, but I got to tell you, if you've got that kind of a problem now, Whether you meditate or not, it's going to come out eventually. And maybe it would be better if it came out while you were meditating instead of like, oh, I don't know, driving with a car full of kids or something. So it's all a question of relative risk, I guess, if we're talking about the dangers of meditation. But the primary danger I have seen in meditating is discovering things that I would have never accepted the existence of before. And even now, I like to maintain skepticism, but I got to tell you, my entire worldview or view of the universe has changed immeasurably since I started meditating. And anyone that listens to my Big Adventure series, I think, has got a pretty good idea what that's all about. And since I started meditating, and I don't think this is coincidence, I've also started doing other things like doing music and drawing sketches and writing a novel and things that I never really could have done before. And I don't attribute that to meditation itself, but rather what meditation has unlocked within me. And that's another good reason to meditate. It's not just to hear things, but you can discover things that you can then put to good use, things about yourself primarily, things that you may not have ever guessed about yourself. To meditate on your own life and to meditate on your own thoughts and experience and think about these things is to discover yourself in ways that no one else can. And it is to discover things about yourself that that you probably never would have imagined. And the thing that's so fascinating about that is that it seems to always be good news. Yeah, I mean, we'll find things in ourselves that are painful, and we will find things that worry us. But ultimately, what I find in meditation reaffirms, it really makes me feel better about myself. I used to have this fear that deep down inside me was a genuinely horrible person, that if the world ever found out about just how horrible a person I am, that everyone would hate me. So I always tried to hide my true self, and now since I've begun to meditate, my goal has turned completely around, and rather than hiding who I really am, I want to discover who I really am. And in the process of doing that, whatever the discovery may ultimately become, I'm having such a great time. There's no way to describe just how extraordinary the experiences are. And of course, you know, each person that meditates has different experiences, and yet there are commonalities. And I don't want to go on too long here, as I so often do in my narratives, but I just wanted to share some of my thoughts on meditation and just, you know, acknowledge what some of my fellow members here are saying about meditation, in as much as it is a very individualized thing, and in each person has experiences that may not seem, I mean, certainly from what we would call the rational, real-world perspective, this stuff sounds wild, but that's what's in us. I mean, everyone dreams, and come on, if you are able to hear my voice, you know exactly what I'm talking about when I say that. Everyone dreams. Everyone has all kinds of wild thoughts in their mind. And think about it, that's everyone. So are you weird? Are you screwed up? Are you a problem because you have the same things going on in your mind that everyone else does? No. No, there's nothing wrong with dreaming, and there's nothing wrong with meditating, and there's nothing wrong with clearing your mind so that you can hear what's really going on inside yourself. And the good news is, within, you know, the kingdom of God is within you. It's a beautiful place inside you. So there's nothing to fear about that. And, you know, there's a whole thing, all this nonsense that builds up around the whole process of meditation and mystic adventure, as I like to call it. Just remember who you are. And, you know, yeah, we have our wild adventures, and then we come back and we get to enjoy what we call the real world and go about our lives. And then meditation adds a dimension to that. And I have found enriches what we would call our daily lives. And especially Paul Richards' technique of heart chakra radiance. I do that every time I go into a store. I'm just starting to do it every time I walk out the door now, just make sure that I'm radiating, because everybody lights up and the world loves you. What a great way to go through life. I mean, come on. Even guys, you know, those tough gangster types, you know, when they pick up on it, and they really can't be serious when you're that happy. Just, it works, man. So anyway, I'll stop babbling. I just wanted to share some of my thoughts on meditation, and I'm really looking forward as the discussion of this topic proceeds. Because as it proceeds, I'm sure we will find out a lot more about each other and also about ourselves in the process. So this has been Magic at AboveTopSecret.com, alias Amon of the Society of Light, adding my two cents on the topic of meditation, your keys to the unknown.